Welcome to the Your Color Style podcast, where we talk about wearing color in ways that help you express your true, authentic, amazing self. We dive deep into topics like color theory, color analysis, authenticity, and your signature colors. I'm your host, Jen Vax, founder of Your Color Style. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 2 of the Your Color Style podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of wearing a signature color. You know, one of the things that I love about color analysis and wearing color is that it can be a true expression of self. When we get excited about finding out our, you know, most flattering colors, we're given this full color palette, this full spectrum of colors, all the colors that are going to be harmonious with your coloring, skin tone, eye color, hair color. But the reality is that not all those colors are going to resonate with you. Just because someone says that a color will look good on you doesn't mean that you necessarily want to wear it. It could be for a variety of reasons. But I believe it's because we're always sort of seeking who we are to our core and how we want to put ourselves out there. How do we want to express ourselves? And how do we wear color in a way that really makes us feel like ourselves? Not trying to be like someone else, not trying to be louder, bolder, or quieter. Just being true to your nature and wearing the colors that express that. And I think that, for me, is where the concept of a signature color comes into play. As I said, when you first get your color type, you get a full spectrum of colors. But even for me, I don't wear all of them. I mean, I know that what colors will flatter me, but I don't gravitate to all those colors. I gravitate to only a few. And although I don't have any science or data to back this up, I'm going to say that there is the 80-20 rule being applied here, meaning that even though you have all those colors, you're likely only going to wear about 20% of those colors 80% of the time. And the other colors are there for you to experiment with, and maybe you decide that you like something later on, or you're experimenting with different colors. So your signature color, I define it in the colors that are your go-to colors. Now, I would say that's different than defaults. And the reason I say that is because if you don't know what colors really might flatter you, and when I use the word flatter, I mean being really in harmony with your skin tone, your undertones, eye color, what's going to be really in harmony with you, so that when you wear that color, it enhances you versus overpowering you or draining you, right? A lot of people, if you don't know that, what those colors are, will default to black, default to gray or a neutral, because you don't know what else to wear. But when you finally kind of figure out what your color type is and your color style, then you can start to play around and you might start to gravitate towards certain colors. Those colors that you gravitate towards are, in a way, your go-to colors and can become your signature color. I use the word signature because, in a way, it is the colors that truly reflect you and the statement that you might want to make. So let me give you an example. I gravitate a lot to coral pinks and blushy pinks and maybe peaches even, and brighter watermelon pinks, brighter versions and lighter versions. I'm bright, warm, and light in your color style, so I wear brighter colors best. The softer tones don't suit me, but I always gravitate towards those. And it's because when I put that color on, especially like a peachy pink, it is extremely flattering on me. It picks up all the right tones in my skin. I put on some gold jewelry and I feel very pretty. If you see me on YouTube, I wear those colors a lot. If I'm on Zoom calls, I wear those colors a lot. I just feel good in those colors. They look good on camera. There you go. It's one of my signature colors. It's also a color that when people see a color, they associate you with it. That's how you also might know that you have a signature color. Another color that I gravitate towards, and you can have more than one signature color, by the way. In fact, in your color style, there are five, and I will list those for you in a minute. But I really also gravitate towards teals and turquoises and bright light blues. I never used to gravitate towards blue, but given that my eye colors have a lot of the turquoise and teals and blues and greens in it, it's another really flattering color, and I will gravitate always to a top with that color or a sweater. It looks good on me. I know it looks good on me, and I always grab it. So you always will see me mostly in those two colors. Your signature colors can also vary by season. So in the summertime, you'll see me often wearing those coral pinks and peaches and salmon colors and peach pinks. And you'll also see me wearing those brighter turquoise colors and teals in the summer, in warm weather, I should say. But when I go into cold weather, I really start to drop a lot of the bolder colors, and I really feel more at home in creams, camel browns, charcoal grays, black for pants. I am a neutrals person all the way. I love that look. I always feel it kind of is inappropriate for the warmer weather, but when I get into the colder weather, I start to gravitate towards those mixes of neutrals, and you will see me often in cream sweaters and tops and gold jewelry. It's not that I don't wear color, but I definitely gravitate towards those neutral colors. So I'm giving you all these examples about what I wear because I want you to start thinking about what might be your signature colors and kind of think about why. Is it that you feel good in it? Do you feel powerful in those colors? Do you feel more like yourself? I also think about color when wearing color in creating balance. I don't know if this is necessarily true, but if you are someone that has a very bright, loud personality, I've seen people that own it and wear brighter, louder clothes, and it's perfect. I've also seen people who have that bright, sparkly personality, but yet wear colors that balance them almost. I feel like I do that a lot. When I'm feeling like I want to enhance my brighter self, I'll wear brighter colors. But if I'm feeling like I just want to not really be out there, just kind of want to just be me and not really perform, you'll find me a lot in the neutrals because that's it just feels better for me. So your signature colors, they can represent you. They can become an identifier for you. They can become the core self-expression. They can be the core color to your wardrobe in general. If you always wear that color, then you know that that's a color that you can center other colors around and create all kinds of capsule wardrobes and capsule color palettes and play around with that. And you'll have a lot of clothes that kind of go together. So that's kind of cool too. And for me, really, it's the true expression of you. The more comfortable you get with wearing the colors that you just really, really like, the more that you kind of get to be you, your true self. And I think that that is a far more comfortable place to be when you stop trying to be someone else and stop trying to dress like someone else and just really wear the colors that you really, really like and really resonate with. We'll get back to our topic in just a moment. Are you struggling to figure out what your most flattering colors are? Then take the Your Color Style Color Analysis Quiz at yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. That's yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. It's free, and it will walk you through three steps with lots of photo examples to help you learn your best colors. So go to yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. In your color style, there are five signature colors. They are eye-popping, blushing, grounding, power, and happy colors. Now, you can learn about these in my book, That's My Color. There's also a course that's included in the Color Style membership that has lots of photos and examples and images of the colors that you can refer to. So if you're interested in that, you can go over to the membership. It's yourcolorstyle.com/member. And in that membership, there is a course called Discover Your Signature Colors, and it's included with the membership. And it goes pretty deep into each of these five colors and how they will work for you. I'm not going to go into too much depth for each of these because I want to save these for individual episodes so that we can dive deeper into what each of these signature colors mean, what statement you might be making when you wear them, how to wear them, and how to identify them for yourself. So I will just very quickly describe them now, and then I hope that you continue to listen and refer to a future episode where we dive a little bit deeper into each of these signature colors. The first one I mentioned is eye-popping color. It's kind of like the turquoise and teals that I referred to earlier for myself. It's the colors that pick up all the little variations of hues in your eyes. And you can have more than one. There's usually a little bit of a range. So if you've got golden brown eyes, you may have some golden yellow, some golden brown, maybe even a little navy blue in there. If you've got really dark eyes, I bet you still there might be a deep brown or dark or black, or even like a navy blue rim. So there's always little variations in your eyes, and those colors are your eye-popping colors. Blushing colors are the colors that are naturally part of your skin tone. They are kind of the colors that you might choose for blush and for lipstick. You may, if you don't know, you might want to go to a makeup counter that from a professional that you trust to get those colors. But those colors can be extremely flattering and very pretty, and that's what I call blushing colors. Your grounding colors are your best neutrals. Those are the colors that you're going to likely find in your eyebrows and hair, and they become very harmonious. Now, if you color your hair, it gets a little trickier, but we'll go into that when we get into that episode. But those are your grounding colors. Those are your best neutrals and really the colors that you might feel most grounded in. That's how I feel when I wear my neutrals. I feel very grounded in that, very neutral. You have your power colors, and those are a lot of fun to talk about, and we'll definitely go into more detail with those. Your power colors are the colors that you choose to wear that make you feel powerful. You may choose to wear them when you are in a job interview, doing a presentation, some place where you want to be seen as the authority or the expert. Maybe you're on Zoom calls or you're doing your own videos or whatever, but that is your power colors. And then the last one I call happy colors. And these are the colors that they may be part of the other four or they may not. And they're colors that you gravitate towards that maybe you don't always wear. Maybe it's not a color, it's in your color palette. You don't like necessarily wearing it, but you always gravitate towards those colors. They bring you joy for some reason, some memory, some experience. It doesn't really matter. And so those also should be added into your color palette of your signature colors, because we can learn how to wear them and we can learn how to add those to our lives, because our signature colors aren't always about wearing colors. Sometimes it's about how we wrap our world into those colors as well. So I hope that's given you some things to think about. Start playing around and looking in your wardrobe and start identifying those go-to colors. Are those your signature colors? Are you looking for something more? And we're going to dive deep in future episodes into each of those five signature colors. If you're interested in the membership, again, go to yourcolorstyle.com/member. And I'm Jen Vax with yourcolorstyle.com, and thank you so much for listening.